I have a question. Have you died yet? It's silly. Actually, I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm talking about the death we partake in when we're baptized. Our old self dies and a sinless new babe in Christ comes out of the water. So what happens when we are baptized? When we are baptized, we die with Jesus, we are buried with him, we are resurrected with him, and we are set free from sin. First, we die. Our old self dies and a Christian is born into the church. When Peter was talking to the 3,000 in Acts 2, it says in Acts 41, that when you are baptized, you are added to his church. When we die, we are dead to sin. Sin is what separates us from God. It acts as a wall. Isaiah 59:1-2 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." We are dead to our sins because God has forgiven us, Colossians 2:13. And we are alive to God, Romans 6:13. That says, "And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to God." We no longer live in sin, seeking those things that are on earth, but those things that are from above. Romans 6:2 says, "How shall we live in sin any longer? Because we are in Christ, we shall not." Colossians 3:3. That says, "For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." We are baptized into his death, Jesus' death. Romans 6:3 says, "Because we are baptized into his death, we were also buried and raised with him." He died for sin, and we should live the way he lived for God. Romans 6:10 says, "For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God." We should put our old selves away and start a new life and devoted to God. When we are baptized, we are also buried with him. Just as Jesus was buried after being crucified, we go into the water and come up. Through baptism, Romans 6:4 says, "Because we are baptized into his death, we are buried with him through baptism into his death." Colossians 2:12 also says we are buried through baptism. We become one with Jesus, taking down the wall that separates us. Ephesians 2:13-16 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, who once were far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the hostility that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man, from two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the Christ, thereby putting death to hostility." When we are baptized, we are also resurrected with Jesus in the likeness of his resurrection. Christ died on the cross and was resurrected, lifted up into heaven. We go down into the water and we come up. Because we are baptized into Jesus' death, we also share his resurrection. Romans 6:5 says, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." Because we are resurrected and knowing Jesus was crucified, we should cast away sin. Romans 6:6 says, "Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." Colossians 3:1 says, "If you were raised with Christ, you should seek those things that are from above." If you were raised, meaning you were baptized, then look towards Christ sitting in heaven. When we are resurrected with him, we are raised through faith. If Christ was not risen, then our faith is nothing. You can find that in 1 Corinthians 15:17. We are baptized in the likeness of his resurrection through faith, which comes because of the workings of God. Colossians 2:12 says, "Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful workings of God, who raised him from the dead." Galatians 3:26-27 says we are the sons of God through faith, putting on Jesus, and we are made one with him. After we are baptized, we must continue our faith, which comes from hearing, Romans 10:17, and through works, because faith without works is nothing, James 2:17. When we are resurrected, we walk in the newness of life. We are being baptized into Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and we receive the newness of life, Romans 6:4. That says, therefore, we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life. We put on ourselves and put on a new man as God's Son. Ephesians 4:20-24 states, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. When we are baptized, we are also made free from sin. Sin does not have dominion over us. We become captive by sin, ruling our lives, but through baptism we are set free and we serve the law of God. Romans 6:14 says, sin will not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law of sin, but under grace. Our sins were nailed to the cross with Jesus so that they may not reign over us. Colossians 2:14 states, having wiped out the handwritten of requirements that was against you, us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. We become slaves to righteousness. We are set free from sin and enslaved to righteousness, also found in Romans 6:14. We cannot be slaves of both. When we are baptized, we become slaves to God. Romans 6:20 says, for when we were slaves of sin, you were free in regards to righteousness. When we are made free from sin, we now have eternal life. By becoming free from sin and slaves to God, we get to live forever in Jesus Christ. Romans 6:22-23 says, but now having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God gave us eternal life. Those who are not baptized do not have eternal life. 1 John 5:11-13 says, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you, that you may know you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. When we are baptized, we become one with Christ. We partake in his death, his burial, and resurrection. Not only that, but we are set free from sin, and we can live eternity with him in heaven. So I ask you again, have you died yet? Has your old self come away, and you put on a new body that is with Christ?